Welcome back to the Voice of the Vikings podcast. I'm your host today, Kaylee Carino, and today I will be interviewing Amira.
Hey, this is Amira Aftab. I'm so excited to be on the podcast. I'm so looking forward to the conversation with Kaylee.
Me too. I'm so glad that we're going to have this conversation on today's episode. So Amira, tell us about how long you've been at Hudson Valley for.
Yeah, so this is my fourth semester at Hudson Valley, so almost 2 years. It's like, it feels like yesterday I had my first day on campus, my first class. I was so nervous. The campus felt so huge, but I can't believe, like, I'm graduating in almost a month in May, and this chapter of my life is also coming to an end. It's exciting. I'm looking forward to the next chapters, but it's also going to be a little sad. It's going to be a sad goodbye.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Really great.
Thank you.
As a first-year student, I can definitely relate to how the campus definitely felt huge when I first came here on the first day.
No, trust me, like, two semesters down, it feels so small. You're like, oh, so there's what, only six buildings? That's nothing.
No, yeah.
You know all the ways how to skip when the weather is looking as bad as it is right now with all the snow. But yeah, no. Yeah, first semester versus your last semester, it's a blink.
For sure. So you're on Student Senate.
I am.
How involved are you with Student Senate?
I would say pretty involved. Most of my time on campus is, aside from my classes, of course, if my professors are hearing this, it is towards Student Senate. I joined the Senate actually first semester on campus, and I was elected as the freshman class president. That turned into me being the treasurer, and now I currently serve the student body as the president.
I love that for you, and I'm so glad because, actually, I'm also on Student Senate, and mostly because of you. I love the fact that we've incorporated more of a female representation on Student Senate. I think it's really important that we have that, so...
Yeah, no, especially, like, during my first semester, or I'd say more so, like, my second semester on the Senate when I was serving as an e-board position, being the treasurer, we didn't have much diversity on the Senate, to a point where for a good time period, I was the only girl on the Senate, which makes you bring up a lot of emotions as your opinions can be seemed a little one-sided at times. Mm-hmm. So one of my biggest goals was to focus on diversity this year, whether it's in gender, color, even age, because it's so important to incorporate non-traditional students within the Senate, just because that's what our college represents.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just glad that the Senate has showed that really well, and you've been a really good representation for that.
I think you have too. As being one of the senators, I think everything we get to do is because of all of our collective efforts.
So you joined Hudson Valley 2 years ago. So what were you doing before that?
Actually, this is a very interesting story. I'm glad that you asked. I joined Hudson Valley during my first 2 weeks in the country. A lot of people don't know this. So I'm actually born and raised in Pakistan, and I'm an immigrant in this country. So my family has actually been in New York since way before I was born. And I was that one person in the family who was like, hey, I don't want to do American high school. No shade to anybody here. But I was like, yeah, I don't want to do American high school. I want to stay in Pakistan. And then I was like, I'll join you guys eventually. So I was in Pakistan. That is where I did my high school. And when it was time for me to start college, I was like, hey, let's go be with family. I came here in August of, like, 2022, I guess. Yeah, August of 2022, and joined Hudson Valley right away. Yeah.
That's great. And so how's it been since you've been here? And is there anything significantly different?
Yeah, I mean, the culture shock obviously is there. So when I first moved, like I said, my family has always been here. So it wasn't as huge as it is for others, especially like people who move with their families and are settling in a new country as a family. I already had my family here who was settled enough and I could just join them. But again, all my friends, everything I'd known, language, culture, food, was in that one country. I never visited the States before. So it was definitely a little bit of a culture shock as you could tell, I did grew up bilingual, so I can speak English. The accent was still there, which I think is still here a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, there was a cultural shock, but I think the good thing was that I joined Hudson Valley right away within my first 2 weeks, that I was so focused into just, you know, being at a college, focusing on my studies, focusing on the extracurriculars this college provides, that it helped me with that. And I say this every time I get a chance to say it, like, the community Hudson Valley builds, it's insane. You instantly feel like you're at home. And then from your professors to your friends to your peers, the faculty and staff, everybody just helps you with everything, and which I think has been like a major part of this journey of settling in a new country.
I agree, and I feel like Hudson Valley has definitely made me feel like a better student than I ever have before.
No, I tell this to, like, seriously, I tell this to, like, my friends who are at, like, four-year universities, like, how invested professors are, how I can just walk into their office hours and talk to them about, like, a specific question on a quiz, and I don't have to, like, schedule an appointment. I think professors here are so devoted towards student success.
No, yeah, for real, I agree. Last semester, I had a professor that was just so beyond genuine, and I feel like that's, like, really hard to find in a professor.
Yeah, no, seriously, my professors have, over the past four semesters, my professors have gone to so many different lengths to get me internships, to make sure that I have the connections I need to help me in different leadership positions on campus, and also, like, give me that leniency I need to, you know, carry out these leadership positions, focus on this too, and gather this real world experience and still focus on my academics, which I think is so important.
Yes, and another question I had to ask was, how are you balancing your academic work with your leadership work here at Hudson Valley between Senate and Board of Trustees, right?
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, I'm also the student trustee on the Board of Trustees. It definitely, you need to know so much discipline. You need to have so much self-respect for yourself so you can hold yourself accountable. Time management is the biggest thing. And for time management, you need self-respect. If you can't hold yourself accountable, nobody else is going to.
Agreed.
Yeah, so just managing between your academics and the leadership position. So it's important to know what your priorities are, especially, like, focusing on academics just a little bit more, because it's all going back to thinking that, hey, I have these positions because I'm a student. So being a student first and then focusing on this. And one of the major things would be also, like, having a good team. I'm not saying this because you're a student senator, but I'd say I get to wear so many hats within and outside of the campus just because I have a great team I can work with, especially the executive board on the Senate. I get to work, like, the vice president, the treasurer, the secretary. These people, we worked so well together as a team that it allows me to do more stuff outside of the room, even when I'm in the room. So, yeah, having a good team and time management is really important.
Yeah, I've definitely, like, noticed that also for myself firsthand. I feel like understanding your environment and reciprocating what your environment gives back is very important.
Yeah, no, I think nobody would understand that better than you. Like, you do so much too, which I think we should definitely get more into in another podcast, because I'd love to know more about your self-discipline and your journey,
yes,
your fitness journey and stuff.
Absolutely.
Coming up, guys.
Yes, right? Stay tuned. Yeah, I think everything that you're doing is great. So any side hobbies or anything interesting?
Side hobbies, I'd say working in retail. But who isn't in college? I think that's important to work part-time as well, because you see that side of making money too, because student leadership and stuff is fun. You learn a lot of real world experiences, but it's not supporting you financially like that,
right,
which I think is a whole different topic we can touch on. But
yeah,
so I work part-time in retail, so there's that. I love swimming. A lot of people don't know this. When I was in high school, I was a regional swimmer for my country and stuff. So it was really fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's like my gateway. Anytime I'm stressed or I feel like there's a lot going on, I just go to swim and all my thoughts are like cleared and stuff.
I feel like when I was younger, like swimming for me was, it was fun, but it wasn't fun. I feel like it depended because I was like, I think like third grade swimming lessons. I hated swimming lessons, but like I actually enjoy like going in like the ocean.
Swimming is really like a hit or miss for people. It's like either you really enjoy it or you don't.
I mean, I've seen like, what is it? Like the Olympics of like people like going back and forth and like, that's cool. Like I find that, I find other people swimming cooler than swimming.
Because then it's hard.
Yeah, exactly. With you, with your leadership skills that you've developed, as well as being on multiple teams for Senate and Board of Trustees, I guess my question is how's the funding?
How is the funding? The magic question everybody asks. Not great. I think one, especially like if you're looking at community colleges, we don't get huge funding floors. Either it's getting into financial aid would be a whole different topic, because then you're looking at a way broader thing, right? If you're looking at SUNY, there's 64 campuses, community college and four-year and ag tech like combined, right? But when you're just looking at community colleges, we are fighting to get just the basic operational aid, because if we don't have that, where are we going to have the resources on students who need the financial aid? That's like a whole other step to ask money for. I think over the years we've always seen just like a little bit of unfairness, I'd say, with funding operating aid for community colleges versus four-year colleges, where most of the budget is dedicated to them. However, I feel like the community colleges are who need it more, because especially like if you look at inclusivity, anybody can walk in and 99% of the times they get an admission at a community colleges. The community colleges don't like hush people away. That's why it's a community college. That's why they need the more aid. However, for a four-year one, there's so many barriers to get in. Not that they shouldn't get funding, they should too, but I think community colleges, funding, it's a little, we get a little forgotten sometimes.
As being a senator and going to that event at the Capitol, that was a very informative event, and I'm so happy that I went because there's so much I learned.
So glad that you could join us. That was one of the efforts for SUNY Student Assembly. I serve as a community college rep on there. That was one of our efforts, trying to raise our voice and being like, hey, remember us, community colleges? Please give us more like money in the upcoming executive budget. But yeah,
it was a really great experience, and I look forward to how next year's funding goes.
Next year it's all you guys, all the freshmen. I look forward to seeing everything you guys are gonna do next year.
Next year is definitely gonna be interesting, to say the least. So since you're graduating in like a little over a month, what are your plans? What do you want to do? Like, what's the vision? What's the future looking like for you?
So I definitely like want to transfer to a college, and I haven't decided which one yet, so don't ask me, but there's a bunch on my list. I'm hearing back from them. Gonna have them talk to each other and be like, hey, this college is giving me more of a scholarship than you are, and whoever gives me like the best scholarship and has like the best degree program for what I'm looking at, I plan on completing my bachelor's degree, and definitely also staying in higher ed advocacy too.
That's great.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to see what you do. You've been doing so great here, and you deserve it. So knowing that before you came to Hudson Valley, you were in Pakistan, I'd love to know more about, I guess, what you did in your childhood as a young Pakistani girl.
Yeah, as a young Pakistani girl. Between me and my siblings, my eldest sibling is born in New York. I'm born and raised in New York. I say that as fun till like it starts snowing outside and I show up in like my puffer jacket. But my childhood in Pakistan, oh my god, the weather was so much better. It was always hot. I used to be a very outdoorsy kid. till iPods came out, but let's not talk about that. I used to be a very outdoorsy kid. Me and my brother, who's like just 2 years older than me, we would always play outside. Anytime like we'd get back from school, I'd take my dog on a walk and then we'd just like play outside with different like neighborhood kids and stuff. All of us would gather in the street and we'd play, we'd do like different crafty missions. It was definitely really, really fun.
Well, I love that for you, and I love that you had a fulfilling childhood, it sounds like.
Yeah,
someone that grew up in America, I mean, definitely had its pros and cons.
Hey, I think not like Pakistan didn't have any pros or any cons. I think every place has its pros and cons. That's why it's a great country. It might not be as safe as it is, to a point where, yeah, my family, like, we used to have like surveillance and stuff all the time. We'd also have like security and stuff, just because it's not the safest country. If like people get shot in a country where you just for your rights of education,
right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's that side of it too. That is why my family is now settled here too, because it's not the safest country to be in. But definitely I have like good memories. My grandparents are still there, so I do like visit here and there.
So what would you say, this is like off topic, but yeah, what would you say is like your favorite like meal or snack?
Oh my god,
food?
Yes.
Like I love like cultural food.
Anybody who's like desi would know this biryani, hands down. Growing up, like anyone who knows me, who's like close to me at any certain level, ask them what's Mira's favorite food, they would know. It's like spicy rice.
Ooh.
And you can have it with whatever meat you want. I know people here have it with shrimp too, which is kind of weird, but not gonna question it. It tastes good. But yeah, no, I love biryani. That's my favorite meal. I can have it 3 times a day forever. But yeah,
I would love to try that. That
let's do it. Sounds like a date. Let's go get some biryani someday.
Yes, I need to try this.
Yeah.
So from the family that is in the U.S.
Yeah.
And also the family that's back in Pakistan, tell us more about your family and your growing up with your family.
Yeah, no. So my eldest sibling was born here. It's actually so funny. I have first cousins from Japan. So,
that's so
I have
cool.
a very diverse family. Yeah.
I love that.
My family, my parents lived in Japan for about almost 25 years, way before I was born.
Wow.
So one of my siblings, my sister, was actually born there. And they then went back to Pakistan. That's where I was born. And then my dad and my brother, who was born here, came to New York again, because my brother was like, oh, I want to go to college in New York, like that's where I was born.
That's so cool.
So they ended up coming back over here. That's how the family dynamics look like. My sister, I have a huge age gap with my siblings. I'm like the youngest one, but I lived in Pakistan with my mom, yeah, for a couple of years. And
wow.
My dad would like come visit us, and yeah, it'd be fun.
Well, that is really cool.
Yeah.
And like it's really nice to hear like different upbringings with like different siblings and all that stuff. If you could describe how your parents were.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, so for my parents, my dad, he was very young. Like he was, I think, 19 or 20 when he decided like he wants to travel the world. He is like, I want to see different cultures, which I think one of my bucket lists is to travel the world. I want to travel so many countries. I want to learn about different cultures. And I think I get that from my dad, because when he was like 19, he was like, hey, bye, I'm going to go travel the world. He stayed in so many different countries. Like he lived in the UAE for a couple of years, in Japan for over 2 decades, and like in America too. So he was like all over the world.
Yeah.
Same thing with my mom. They actually met in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
That's like where they fell in love and stuff. But she also really liked to travel the world. And that similar passion brought them together.
Aww.
So she passed away when I was 13 from cancer.
Aww.
Which is like, hey, trauma dumping. But she passed away when I was 13 from cancer. So after that, I got really, really super close with my dad because he was like a single parent at that point. My siblings had moved out and I was just figuring out, like, you know, girlhood with him, being like a teenager alone at house with my dad, just figuring everything out together. He can't understand stuff. I can't understand stuff.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just a girl. But we figured it out together. And I think that made me so close to with my dad that I feel like right now he's like the closest person in my life.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of you for getting through that, because that is heavy stuff.
It is, especially as a teenager. I mean, it's like stuff which can break you or make you. And again, I'm just so glad to have like good people in my life around that time, friends and family both, who just supported me so much, which helped me, like, you know, not go off track.
Yeah, and I feel like when you go through certain events like that, it really does build character in places that you may not even see until you're older.
Right.
And I feel like that definitely has showed. So we talked about your family. So tell me more about your friends, because friends are really important, I feel like.
Yeah, no, friends. Oh my God. Okay, so growing up, I had this one friend group in Pakistan. All of us did middle school together, high school together, and now all of us are in like different parts of the world figuring out college life together.
I love that.
Yeah, no, it's like a really small friend group, and I know those. I know them since like I was little, and they're almost family now. But as for college, I think it's like you meet a whole new group of friends in college, which also end up becoming your family. I remember when I first started Hudson Valley, this is funny, I joined a friend group which I was not proud to be a part of. It was, you would not, if anybody saw that friend group and me, people would not expect me to be in there. Here's the thing. This is what I'd say. None of them are enrolled at Hudson Valley anymore.
Oh,
all of them
gosh.
Ended up dropping out. So, like, my first week, I realized, like, hey, these are not people I would vibe with. Like, I need people around me, because I think there's a saying, like, your friends define who you are.
Yeah, like, different parts of your personality.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, I was like, yeah, I don't want these people to be my personality.
Yeah.
So I ended up joining the student senate, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to find friends. It's like college. Everybody knows everybody. It's like a whole different country.
Right.
But that was still, I joined student senate. And that is where I met now some of my closest friends. Lucas Donahue, who is also in the Senate e-board with me. I met him during the freshman class elections. Whole other story. We were both sort of running against each other. Started as enemies, but ended up being really close friends. And then when it came about like running for these positions we have right now, that is when I met like Sean, Zed, met so many friends along the way. Alicia Swedish, she is an alumni. I met her through Senate too. Mm-hmm. She had a gardening club on campus. So just people like I really like aligned, who were focused on their goals, who wanted to see Hudson Valley as a staircase for bigger and better things.
Yeah, and I think that having a support system like that is just so important to have as a person.
Absolutely. And people say, like, when you have friends who are doing so much, it's always a competition. I think it might be if your friend is toxic like that, but not if it's like if you guys challenge each other, because I think that's like, then you're pushing each other to do the next better thing.
Exactly.
And like, supporting each other.
I agree. And I feel like what makes someone have a healthy environment with their friends, and not even just their friends, but like with ourselves, is having people that align with your own personal values.
Right.
I feel like a lot of the friends I've made here on campus, including you, Lucas, Sean, Joseph, like just multiple people in general. Oh, and Austin.
Yeah,
like,
and
can't forget
Austin.
About Austin. which Austin actually, like, that's a whole other story. But so meeting you guys and getting involved like with what you guys started to get involved with last year, I'm just so fortunate that I have people in my life that understand my values and can see the potential that I want to have for myself as well.
Yeah, no, that is exactly, like, I couldn't put it into better words. That is exactly how I felt when I first joined the Senate. And I was like, hey, like, yeah, that is exactly how I felt. I was like, this is a good group. I want to be a part of this group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so back to Austin, though. So shout out to Austin if you're listening. So basically, it was first semester.
Yeah.
And he was in my... Oh my gosh, he's right at the door. That's so funny.
That is so funny.
So yeah, so Austin was actually the person that pretty much put me on the path of where I am today. Credits to Austin.
Hey, freshman class president.
Yes. So yeah, so he was in my microeconomics class. And basically, he one day was like, hey, can you sign this? And it was literally like the ballot for like him being
the president. Petition packet. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, this is great. Like, of course, like, I'll sign. And then I like just passed it around the classroom because I was like, why not? So I was helping him advocate for that, I guess.
That's nice.
And on top of that, like, he was just one of those people that you kind of just know, like, they have like their together.
Right. No, he definitely has it.
Yeah, he just seemed well put together. Then I saw, I think, like, a poster for investment club. And I was like, I should join a club because it's my first semester. And I'm like, this sounds interesting. And, like, you know, it would benefit me for, like, when I'm older.
Right.
And for now. And so, basically, I went into investment club and Austin was there as well. And that's also where I met Sean and Lucas.
Yeah.
Who... little did I know would also be on my path as well. Yeah. So
no, I feel like us two leaders, we tried to be everywhere involved in everything on campus.
Yeah, no, literally.
So yeah, you'd find us in a bunch of different clubs.
Yeah, it kinda just felt like the right energy was just there at the right time.
Right.
And I'm so glad that I didn't ignore it because I've just developed really great friendships with everyone and you guys all really keep each other uplifted.
Yeah. No, this is, like, you say all this, but I just, like, what I'm thinking in my mind is you remind me so much of, like, my first semester here. Like, exactly, like, when I met Lucas, when I met, like, I found the Student Senate, I found the Investment Club. That is exactly how I felt, yeah.
It's just a great feeling, like, when you know that there's other people that are trying to do what you want to do and they're already there, so you just kind of, like, footstep behind them.
Right, or even if, like, you feel like those people are on a similar path as you, you know that you can support each other, climb that ladder together.
Right. So with all of this, what message would you give out to people if they wanted to build their leadership opportunities?
Okay, so build up leadership opportunities. Honestly, I'd just say this. You're never gonna know until you try it out. Don't be afraid to go for that opportunity. Go check out what's going on in that club. See how you can get that position. Talk to people in those positions. And yeah, like, don't be too afraid thinking, I could never do that. Probably the person in that position thought like that when, like, they weren't in that position. Try it out. Like, you know, like, I know it's a cliche where they're like, oh, if you don't take the risk, you'll never find out. But that's what it is. You won't get the opportunity till you take the risk, till you take at least one step towards it.
I agree, 100%.
Put yourself in, like, uncomfortable positions because, like, I don't know if people watch, like, Yes Theory and stuff. Their thing is, like, seek discomfort. Go ahead, seek discomfort. Like, seeking discomfort would bring you so many opportunities and new experiences in life which you never, like, planned out in your mind. And they're going to turn out to be, like, some of the best experiences of your life.
You literally could have not said it any better. That's exactly the words and the feelings I feel when great things happen to you is because, like, you took that first leap step of faith. It was so good to hear your story, Amira, and yeah. I'm so glad that we had this discussion. I think it's great to know more about you and to know that the person that is ahead of the student body, I think it's great that they hold themselves well.
Yeah, no, happy to share. I'd say it's definitely an honor and a privilege to represent the student body and be in this position. So if I could help anyone with any way, I'm always happy to it.
Thank you so much for being on this episode.
Yeah, of course. Hey, I'm not done yet. Next episode, I'm doing yours. Let's switch the roles. Let's turn the tables. Let me do it.
Yes, absolutely. So stay tuned for another episode at some point with Amira again.
Bye, guys.
Bye.